Manthea Holland. I live in Newent. I've been in Gloucester Choral Society for rather longer than I care to remember. I joined when my daughter was one, and I felt I got to do something as well as working and looking after the family, etc. I've loved it. I first went to the Festival Hall as a primary school child. There used to be Saturday morning concerts, children's concerts. And then as I grew up, I went to other things, and as a student, to a lot of concerts. And I've actually sat in the choir seating before because it was the cheapest seats. If there wasn't a choir singing, if it was just an orchestral concert, they sold those seats. And little did I ever imagine that I would actually be not just sitting there, but standing there and singing. And it's just tremendously exciting.
Hi, I'm Ryan Woods. I'm from Winchcombe. I'm 19 and I am a tenor, and I'm one of the young singers in the choir.
What is it you enjoy about being part of the society?
Just the amazing opportunity, and it gives you such an appreciation for choral works, which I hadn't really had before. I'd just done singing in school choirs.
So how do you feel then? You've been with the society for sort of just over a year. How do you feel about now going on to such a big stage?
A little nervous. But yeah, definitely excited. I didn't really realise quite how big it was until recently, and yeah, very, very excited really.
I'm Lizzie Baker from just outside Gloucester. I'm a soprano. I've always sung, I've always belonged to choirs, but I realised that if I wanted to sing really big works, I was going to have to join a bigger choir than the one I currently belong to. So I looked on the website and they were doing Verdi's Requiem, and I thought, I want to sing Verdi's Requiem. So I joined, auditioned and got in.
And I understand other members of your family are also members of the choir.
Yes, I've got a daughter who loves to sing. And that's been one of the really wonderful things about having joined, is that after I joined, she came along too. She was a bit nervous about joining a really big choir, but because I was there and because of the young singers group, it was possible for her to make the transition from singing at school to singing in a bigger choir. It's challenging, it's hard work. I have to do some homework, but to be part of the event when it actually comes off is very moving.
Hello, my name's Alan Pryor. I'm chairman of Gloucester Choral Society. I live in Cheltenham. To perform in the Royal Festival Hall with the Philharmonia and to be conducted by Esa Pekka Salonen, he's one of the greatest conductors in the world at the moment. That just is almost like Christmas and Easter and everything, birthdays all rolled into one. So we're going to have a wonderful time. It's just a question of controlling the nerves and performing as well as you possibly can on the day, because all that stuff just makes you go funny in some ways, but it will be fantastic. Well, obviously now our challenge is A, to get through next week and enjoy it, perform properly, and B, to prepare ourselves for our November repeat in the cathedral.
Of course, because people in Gloucestershire will now have the chance to see this performance.
Yes, they'll get the same orchestra and the same chorus, and they'll get Adrian Partington conducting them this time. The acoustic in cathedral is so unique that it'll be a whole different experience for us singers to sing it here as against in the Festival Hall. Berlioz did like big orchestras, so we have 11 timpanis in the Gloucester performance, and there are four separate brass bands additional to the orchestra, and they're going to be in various parts of around the choir screen and so on.